I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Previously on Succession, a podcast series designed to help you through the fantastic story of the Roy Empire. I'm Katie Puckrick.
Season 2, Episode 8, Dundee.
We begin with something of a dream realized moment for Willa. Her play, entitled Sand, is opening in New York, and Connor, her fella who sort of paid to make things happen, is giving a speech declaring what a momentous moment it is. Afterwards, Tom and Shiv talk about a forthcoming trip to Dundee for a plaque unveiling to honor Logan reaching 50 years in business. Shiv is unhappy the event seems to be now under the control of Rhea. An actor interrupts them to say hi to Shiv. It's awkward, and Tom immediately realizes he's the actor she slept with. Ken congratulates Willa on the show. She thanks him, but Connor steps in and reminds Ken that this is the worst it'll be. Willa walks away annoyed. Who needs enemies, right? Ken asks Connor about a particular actress, Jennifer, and when Jen leaves, he follows. The next day, Roman is recording a scripted congratulations message for his dad ahead of the Dundee trip. It's not really working, until the producer suggesting his message for Logan might have lacked a little enthusiasm. Unimpressed, Roman records again, using a cartoon voice. What up, pricklicks? It's me, Dr. Moron. I'm ding-dong-doodlebug dipshit with a titmouse dick, and my dad hates all of you. Fucky go bye-bye. Nailed it. In the waiting room of the recording studio, Shiv is still pushing the Rhea is evil agenda, but her brothers are not overly concerned or interested. On the plane to Dundee, Carolina breaks some news to Logan that there is a disgruntled former Cruises employee who could be about to talk and knows some of the grimier details about how deep this dirt goes. A furious Logan says to get word to the man, Ratfucker Sam, that they will destroy his life should he talk. Shiv tries to stir the pot with Marcia by suggesting Logan is having an affair with Rhea. Marcia, however, does not bite. Now in Scotland, Logan rides in a car recalling memories as long-forgotten locations pass by. It's clear not all the memories are good, but he keeps them bottled up. The family arrives at their hotel. Rhea welcomes them, but Shiv is not for shaking hands and questions her about getting stabbed in the back over the peer CEO job leaking to her dad. Rhea denies any involvement. She asks if Rhea herself might be gunning for the top job in her father's wake. Rhea admits the pool is small and they need to announce fast before the shareholder meeting. Shiv makes it clear she considers Rhea to be a snake who's out for a multi-million dollar payday. In a hotel room, Jerry and Roman talk. She tells him that Frank is concerned about Roman and Rhea's relationship. She tells him Edward is invited to the celebration, and can Roman again talk to him in a bid to secure alternative funding? Roman agrees, then asks Jerry if they can get married. Or maybe he kidnaps her. Or maybe they can just eat each other like they do in Germany. Kendall calls the actress Jennifer and invites her out to Scotland, saying he's sending her a driver and a plane. Elsewhere, Marcia pulls Rhea aside and asks if she is regularly tested for sexually transmitted diseases. Rhea is taken aback, but Marcia is one cool cookie and tells her she and Logan still frequently sleep together, and she wants to know if Rhea is clean. Marcia shifts to menace. I have fought and lost, and I have fought and won. But when I lose, the other one will generally lose an eye. Logan arrives and asks for a word with Rhea, as Marcia happily moves along, leaving Rhea, for now at least, with both eyes in place. In the hotel bar, Shiv says maybe Tom could flirt with Rhea so Logan sees her true colors. Are you pimping me out? He asks. Shiv then moves to Kendall and suggests using Rose as part of their plan to undermine Rhea. Who is Rose? We quickly find out exactly who Rose is when Rhea asks Kendall if it would be okay to make a toast, and Ken suggests mentioning Logan's mother and maybe also his sister, Rose, who is no longer with us. The plot thickens. Rhea calls attention by chiming her glass. The speech is strong, but when she then asks for a glass to be raised to Rose, there is silence, and Logan places his drink back on the table. Rhea realizes it was a bad move. Shiv smiles, content. Later, the family arrives for a visit to Logan's old family home. There are family, press, and one protester present. The protester holds a cardboard slogan that cuts straight to the point by declaring Roy to be a cut to Logan, Marcia, and Kendall arriving by car. Everyone waits in anticipation as the window rolls down. "Okay, there it is," says Logan, seeing his old home. He stays in the car as the gathered crowds wait. He's unsure what to do. Kendall says, "Maybe a photo? They said you could go in." But Logan declines. "No, thank you." He puts his window back up and the car drives away as the crowd watches dumbstruck. Jerry approaches Shiv to reveal that the Cruises guy is preparing to drop some truth bombs. James Weissel has just turned down $10 million to keep his mouth shut, and Jerry has no idea why. She tells Shiv she's doubling the offer as they need this to go away. Shiv agrees. Logan later visits an impressive building built from his money. As they tour the place, Rhea asks Kendall why he threw her under the bus over the rose toast. He tells her he's simply riding the wave of unrest formed by Shiv, Jerry, and Frank. Rhea says she is sure that when they eventually emerge from the other side of this current mess, the successor will be him, and it has always been him. Ken is unsure, but thanks her and walks away. Outside, Logan bumps into Ewan. Logan tells his brother that he saw a whistle thrush at the old bandstand. "He was always lying about the birds he saw," laughs Ewan. After Logan leaves, Ewan tells Greg Loan is morally bankrupt and is going to be a major reason for the death of the planet, considering him worse than Hitler. He asks Greg to stop working for him, threatening that if he doesn't, he will remove Greg from his will, meaning missing out on a cool $250 million. "That's quite a pickle," says Greg. Greg never really has good days, does he? In a local pub, Roman meets Edward over a pint. Roman talks about a possible cash injection, and Edward seems open to discussion. They watch a football match, and Edward suddenly asks Roman to buy the club on TV with him. And so, the ball begins rolling for Roman to become an unlikely 50% owner of Hearts. Wait, what? Kendall has been joined by Jennifer. Connor knocks on the door asking if he could send Jennifer back, as Willa is worried about her missing the play. Ken apologizes, but explains that won't be possible, as he and Jen are currently engaged in one of the all-time great psychosexual expeditions. Connor pleads, but Ken says no dice, closes the door, and leaps back into bed with Jennifer. Expedition is a go! Later, the kids are together discussing their favorite topic, Rhea. Shiv says it's time to kill her dead. Cave her head in with a rock. Connor asks, would she really be that bad? While Kendall is softening, possibly related to hearing that he is still next in line for the throne. Shiv, though, is furiously fighting her anti-Rhea corner. The boys, however, are convinced she's being over the top. That evening, a grand gala event is underway for Logan. Tom and Shiv head towards the event and begin to argue when Tom reveals that maybe Rhea as next in line is the better option for himself. Shiv is furious, but Tom stands his ground, thus continuing the impressive character arc of Tom's balls. Logan enters the building. The gathered guests all yell, "Surprise!" Logan does an instant 180 and walks back out. Outside, he angrily voices his concern at how many people are there. Marcia tells him Rhea thought it would be nice. Logan calms at the mention it was Rhea's idea and walks back in. Jennifer and Kendall are chatting, and she reveals the cast of the play are super pissed that she's over in Scotland. Ken begins talking about his dad. "Has anyone told you you talk about your dad a lot?" she asks. "He's a big presence," says Kendall, and then asks if she wants to meet him. Kendall introduces Jennifer to his dad. "This is so awesome," she says about the event. Logan looks around the room. He says it's good to meet her and slopes off. We then see Logan mocking Jennifer to Shiv. Mind like a balloon. They agree to call a truce on their recent warring. He then voices his concern about Rhea, wondering how much he can trust her. Before they can get too deep, Jerry interrupts. Later in the men's room, Greg approaches Logan to tell him Ewan has made it clear that if he wants to keep his inheritance, he has to negotiate a, wait for it, Gregxit from Waystar and cut ties with Logan. Logan reveals he likes Greg and declares Ewan too cowardly to genuinely cut Greg off, but the future is in his hands alone. Does he want Uncle Fun or Grandpa Grumps? Elsewhere, an emergency meeting is underway with Jerry, Shiv, Sid, Hugo, Frank, and Carolina. The topic is the whistleblower, James Weissel, who has now turned down $20 million without flinching. They believe the man has a backer and is set to dish the dirt on television. Shiv says to keep Logan out of the loop for now and let him enjoy his night. On stage, Kendall's at the mic making a speech and tribute to his dad. Then weirdly, the music kicks in and Kendall begins to rap about his old man. Roman cringes hard, but Tabitha takes out her phone and starts recording. The performance begins to whip the crowd up, and honestly, it's pretty good, I think. As the video messages begin to roll on the big screen, Roman introduces Logan to Edward, revealing they have a gift for him. They bought his team, Hearts. Logan frowns. I'm Hibs, he says. Roman is deflated. Shiv approaches her dad and tells him, in a weird change of heart, that for now, Rhea is the one, and he should trust his gut. He thanks her. Logan takes the stage, and in a move that causes a ripple of shock through the gathered crowd, he announces Rhea as his successor. Outside, Ken tells Jen that she said awesome a lot when she met his dad. She looks cold, and he says he'll go and get her a coat. Back inside, he asks if they can get Jennifer on the first flight out of there and explain he is tied up. Expedition over, I guess. Marcia is angry with Logan after the announcement and how she was kept out of the loop. She tells him he's boring her and leaves before the plaque unveiling. Ewan revels having seen the exchange. He tells his brother that their mother would have hated all this and what he does. Logan responds that he is Ewan's meal ticket. Ewan, however, makes a comment that he shouldn't blame himself for Rose, as that wasn't his fault, but the toxicity in his news and the filth of the cruises is all him. Now alone on stage, Logan unveils his plaque to polite applause. I hope this was useful. If you need any more help, all episodes of Previously On Succession are now live. Just search in the Previously On feed. And don't forget, when season 3 airs, we'll have a weekly discussion episode hosted by Jamie East, along with some very special guests, which will go out the following morning. Thanks for listening.
Produced and published by Daph Doris.